So the learning today should be as chosi l'nishmas adirach chaver chaim alos venchim shenari as well as as chos for an elin neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. Should also be as chos for four shleima for Chaim Deb ben Menorachol Chanuli and Bashen Rachel and Abadati ben Peril as well as chos for all those in the makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So today we're going to do the topic of halacha, of learning the halacha l'maisa. But there's two aspects to it, as we'll see. Aspect number one is learning through halacha, meaning Mishnayos and Gemara. That's aspect number one. And aspect number two is learning halacha l'maisa, what to do. And that includes learning Shulchan Aruch and Paskening. So let's see, we'll cover the whole topic in one day. It says like this on page 714. Amru Chazal, Miyom Shechara Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein loy la Kadosh Baruch Hu ela by lamai ela arba amos shel halacha. God rests only in Dalet Amos of Halacha. Amru, and it says further, Oyev Hashem Sha'arim Ha'Metzionim Halacha. Hashem loves the places where they gather to resolve Halacha. Yesh B'zeh Shnei Panim. There are two aspects, two explanations of what this means. Ka'achas Toivim, Shneim Ka'achas Toivim, both of them are good. Ha'echad Hu, the first is, like I said, Limar Halacha, learning Halacha, Da'ainu Gemara, learning Gemara, B'pilpul, in through analysis, lahakshayis, to ask questions, ulitarates, and to answer up, and to formulate conclusions. So this is what we call pilpul. This is Gemara be'iyun. Al ze amru, Gemara en l'chamida tave mena. Regarding this, Chazal say that someone who learns Gemara, there's nothing better than this. Shemim kaim lefalpel al sha'ar svar medivrei achrayinim. He says, instead of being mefalpel on other svarim, later svarim, yoysetav lefalpel b'gemara, it's better to analyze Gemara. In other words, if you're going to do something be'ion, the best eon that a person should do is Gemara, more so than learning other svarim. Shalidei hakushyus v'tayrutzim, because through the questions and the answers that come about, humivara kash min ha'tevin, you separate the chaff from the straw, meaning you gain clarity, umekashe da sakala, and you beautify the kala, which is the sefer Torah. And the word kala has the same oisiyas as halacha. Regarding this type of study, it was said that Kadosh Baruch Hu rejoices when Klal Yisrael learns in Pilpul. It's appropriate for anyone who their livelihood is learning Torah, that you should make time, should be kaveya itim, to learn be'ion. That, according to your abilities, and if you don't have the ability to learn by your be'ion yomad sifrei rabbeinu mafarshim mafaplim b'zeh. So then you have rishonim, you have those who commentate on the Gemara, who you can learn, and they'll ask the questions that you maybe didn't think of. So idea number one of halacha is learning how Gemara b'pilpul. That's aspect number one. What's the second aspect of halacha? The yesh perish acher mutzianim b'halacha, which means she mefalpelim levara halacha l'maisa. That Hashem rejoices when Talmid Chachamim gather together to decide the halacha. L'haitzi din emes lamitoi, and to come out with a truthful judgment. Gamze toiv moedis is also praiseworthy. Levaras sfeke didine, to use your knowledge and understanding to clarify halachas that are subject to disputes. V'yadua, and it's well known. Shesifrei hasheilas v'tshuva she'ayis mechol dar v'dar heim hayulanu leinayim, that we have many, many shilas and tshuvas for him that we can use as a guide to guide us to the practical halach l'maisa. And this goes to this idea that Torah is timeless. A person should never think that because we're in a modern age, that somehow we're going to come across shilas that we're not able to answer because the Torah doesn't address them. And the Rav does an excellent job of bringing this out so many times with halachas of IVF and halachas of transgender and so many modern issues that come up. And the Rav shows us through Torah and through the Paiskim that these shilas can indeed be answered. And that is what he's saying. But like Alman Yisrael, Yisrael is never lacking of a worthy Talmid Chacham who can paskit. Therefore, it's a requirement on anybody who Hashem has given the knowledge to clarify, to toil in order to clarify a halacha that he doesn't know. The ayin heitev b'gemara b'paiskim, to learn the gemara and the paiskim, adashe yetze kanoiga halacha altile, until the proper halacha shines forth. The yichtav I'm sorry, kasimla, with words that are clear and explicit, like a white sheet. The yichtav b'sefer, and if somebody decides to write down his tshuvas, he wants to write down his psak. So the yichtav b'sefer rak hanagel inyan dina. So now he's giving you practical advice. He says just write down what you need for the shaila and how you answered it. But you don't have to go through the whole back and forth. Lo yarev meleches hashita b'meleches hatshuva. Don't mix in how you got there with what the psak is. He says, in this way, it will be useful for future generations. He says, if you're going to take people on a roller coaster ride up and down of every, stop along the journey of coming to your psak, so you're going to lose people along the way. So you give a shaila, and then you give a psak, and then you just explain the basis of the psak, and that's it. I'll call upon him. Nevertheless, in Lismach HaKolanim Sakasov, says, don't rely on everything that you read, which goes without saying. Ad yivchaneyo, he says, until you analyze it and you ascertain whether the truth is with the writer or whether you came to a different conclusion. Now, it doesn't mean that we have the ability to look at Rashi and say, I don't agree with Rashi. There is a limit to what this means, but certainly if you're an Achron and someone else is an Achron, that you have the ability to use your own logic and come to your own conclusion. He call Adam Kaizev, he says a person is deceitful, that the person's makeup is deceitful, and anyone can make a mistake. Sometimes because of quickness of mind, you make a mistake. Sometimes there are halachas, this is Gemara in Chagiga. There are major halachas that are considered mountains held up by a hair. It's a metaphor that the Gemara uses to describe a very big chiddush that doesn't have much basis. He says, if you change even the tiniest detail, the whole halacha is going to change. This is a requirement for those who sit and judge. That they be smart enough to understand the depth of the halacha, and to properly compare one ruling to another, and to pray for Rachmanus concerning this, what he calls a secret, basically the psak. Hashem should give him knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So ultimately, you have to daven b'siyata d'shmaya in the psak, but you use your talents, use your abilities to come to the MS of the truth of the matter, and based on that, you paskin. Okay, let's stop here. Mitzvah will continue tomorrow.